NASA officials have expanded the search for debris from the Space Shuttle Columbia. They hope to find more material that will help explain what caused the vehicle to break apart on Saturday as it passed over Texas on its return from orbit. Many of the people working on the investigation took time yesterday to attend a memorial service for the seven astronauts at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. But those who were working made some interesting discoveries. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
By the time the shuttle's flight path took it over Texas, observers on the ground could clearly see pieces of the shuttle breaking apart. But observers as far west as California have reported seeing what may be pieces of the shuttle falling off, and those may offer the best clues of what went wrong aboard Columbia. At a news conference late Tuesday, NASA Deputy Associate Administrator Michael Kostelnik said the clues may soon be in hand.
We've had reports that there are pieces on the ground in California and Arizona, and we have dispatched, because we feel these results are potentially credible, we have dispatched NASA recovery teams to go and take a look at this material.
Kostelnik said searches underway farther to the east have now brought results.
We also were able to find recently into the state of Louisiana some of the larger, more dense pieces. We think they're probably one or more of the engines. Those are now secure, and the process over the next few days will be recovered.
All the debris recovered will ultimately be assembled and could help explain Columbia's fate. Kostelnik told reporters at yesterday's news conference that the loss of the space shuttle has forced NASA to reevaluate the future of the space station. The near-term health of the station and its crew depended on a Russian Progress rocket carrying supplies that was launched on Sunday.
I am pleased to report we were successful in the docking of the Progress today. The hatches have been opened and the expedition crew is resupplied, so the International Space Station will be solid and survivable through the June time frame without shuttle support.
But the long-term status is uncertain. The final modules of the space station have been built, but they were designed to be carried into orbit by the shuttle. The shuttle is also needed to provide the bulk of the station's water and food and fuel. Without the shuttle, some have suggested that the station may have to be abandoned. But that would be a mistake, says Roald Sagdiev. Sagdiev is now professor of physics at the University of Maryland, but was director of the Space Research Institute of the then Soviet Academy of Science.
If you will simply abandon or mothball the station, it would be very expensive eventually to come back and to restart it again.
Sagdiev says at first he wasn't convinced that a space station was worth the expense and potential risk to human life. But now that the station is largely built, it's a different story.
Since we already spent that much money for space station, it is very important to use it. Otherwise, it would remain orbital technology park without any use, without clients.
NASA is determined that won't happen. But if the investigation into the Columbia accident points to systematic problems that could affect the remaining three shuttles, that determination could change. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.